The last of the Kinyan Eitzayim, which we began last time, is Oymidav B'Shem Oymrav, that a mechanism of being Kinyan Eitzayim is to say something in the name of the person who you heard it from. We mentioned last time the concept that this is one of those Kinyanim for the Yechidei Skula, those Bekiyim and Kol HaTayir Kula, that can put together the Lashitoso to figure out how Rabbi Yechanan over here adds up with Rabbi Yechanan over there. That is one way to view it. We also brought down, based on the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, that Omidav B'Shem Omro helps a person be precise in that which he is presenting, because he should not say things in the name of somebody else inaccurately. And you should view it as if the person you're saying it in is in front of you.
Doesn't it bring people into the world?
Explains Ramat Tisyo, there's one step deeper, and we'll get to you in a second. Ramat Tisyo Solomon in the Sefer explains is actually one step much deeper and more profound in understanding why Omer Dov Hashem Omro is in fact one of the Kinyani Torah. And through this, he's going to explain the continuation of the Mishnah that says, that anyone, from here we have learned that anyone who says something in the name of the original person brings the Geula to the world. What's the source? Esther lemelech b'shem Mordechai. That Esther said it b'shem Mordechai. So therefore, it's Omer Dov b'shem Omro, and through Esther, it was Geula, maybe Geula le'olam. Explain to Ramat Tisyo Solomon the following yesod. Every single person has a chelik of Torah. Every single person has a special chiddush, a special part of Torah that speaks to them. Their emes in Torah, their perception, their understanding of Torah, which is unique and different than anyone else's. We each approach a sugya with our baggage, with our history, with our lenses and glasses that we grew up with. And therefore, your interpretation of the Rashba, if you're interpreting it as correctly as possible, is going to be different than my interpretation of the Rashba, which is going to be different than Micha's interpretation of the Rashba as well. Everyone has their chelek of Torah and their place in the Olam HaTorah. In fact, we know that the word Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiois La Torah. The Torah has 600,000 letters. Right? It's not exactly correct, but somehow there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Why is it that the word Yisrael is Rosh Tev is 600,000 letters in the Torah? Because every single person in Klal Yisrael has a letter in the Torah. Every single person in Klal Yisrael has a shaychis to a chelik of Torah. And therefore, if I am Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, if I say over a shtikl Torah in your name, and I attribute the shtikl Torah to you, I am being moda al ha'emes in the ultimate fashion. I am recognizing the emes as it should be. I am putting things back in their source from where they came from. And somebody who is able to have an anivus to the degree that they're moda al ha'emes, that they're willing to recognize the emes, not only the vart that is emes, but the person who said that vart. In other words, the source of that vart, that sign of anivus, that ultimate recognition of anivus, that ultimate recognition of the emes and their capability of humility is mevi geula li'olam. In other words, a person who is a Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, a person who fashions his life in such a structure that he's able to give credit to where credit is due, that is somebody that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if I have to bring the geula, you are the person I want to bring the geula through. You are somebody who has subjugated your own ego. You are somebody who is willing to overcome your ego for those that are around you. You are a person that's royal. You are a person that's fitting to bring the geula to the world. It's not the pshat that when you are Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, we're one step closer to the geula, says Ramat Tisyo. And he quotes this from various Rishonim. Rather, it's Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, maybe geula, that is somebody you have now mastered your character in a way that you are able to be the one who brings about the Geula. Esther Hamalka had worked on her midos to such a degree that she was able to push aside her ego. She was able to overcome her own self-interest. V'toymer Esther b'shem Mordechai. She was able to attribute the success to Mordechai. Explains from Atasyahu b'shem the Maharal, somebody who has that anivus and is able to recognize the MS and is able to understand the MS from its source, that is something that Hashem is going to give you your MS in Torah. Hashem is going to give you a matana to help you find your chiddush in Torah, your chilek in Torah. Yeshishim ribiyos the Torah. We all have a chilek in Torah. We just have to search. We have to look. And in Meretz Hashem, we should be zeichet to find everyone individually our own chilek, our unique chiddush in Torah that no one else has the capability. No one else has the means of revealing that chelik and Torah. We all are unique in Baruch Hashem. We all have our chelik and Torah. We shall all be zeichet to find it.